Good Sunday to you, Squamish. It is 3 days to Christmas, for those who partake. Here's a festive joke for you, kid approved, from National Geographic Kids. What do Santa's helpers learn in school? The alphabet. You are welcome. Now on to the weather. According to Environment Canada, today will be cloudy, with a 40% chance of showers this morning. Rain will begin early this afternoon, with a total of 5 to 10 millimeters falling by the time the day is done. The fog patches will dissipate late this morning. The wind will be light, except blowing from the north 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60 over southern sections this afternoon. We will see a high of 6°C and a low of 4°C overnight. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says temperatures are forecast to be above average into the new year. Sorry kids, green Christmas this year, he said. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, for December 22, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include storm slabs. What does considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential, reads the Avalanche Canada definition. The advice for today from avalog.co is, keep an eye on changing conditions during the day and be prepared to dial back your objectives. Storm slabs will get larger and easier to trigger throughout the day, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Solander Island, located 1.5 kilometers off the coast of the Brooks Peninsula on the west side of Vancouver Island, which hit 15.9°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 9.4°C. The coldest spot in BC on December 21 was Fort Nelson, which was a chilly minus 22.2°C. Today's hot spot is slated to be Holland Rock, located approximately 16 kilometers south of Prince Rupert, which could reach 10.9°C. It is also slated to be the hot spot in all of Canada. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, again, which could see a low of minus 19.2°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 22 was at 8:08 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:15 p.m. Nice to be getting a little more daylight now. Moon phase. The moon is in its last quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 52.5%. It is currently located in the constellation of Virgo, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 12 a.m. Moonset is at 12:06 p.m. Tides. The next high tide today is at 11:12 a.m. Height, 4.64 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 6:15 p.m. 2.69 meters, the final high tide will be at 11:05 p.m. 3.3 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.4°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 7.7°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2022 at 5.9°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.5°C in the next 10 days. December's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 8.9°C. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Deck 24, at Brennan Park Recreation Center Arena, there will be red and green public skate. Show off your best red and green holiday outfit at our red and green public skate on Tuesday, December 24 from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Celebrate the season while skating and socializing with friends, reads the district listing. Here's what else caught our eye. Deck 25, it is the second annual free holiday cereal breakfast event at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 to 5 p.m. We're excited to bring the community together for a day of fun, relaxation, and holiday spirit. Enjoy a free cereal breakfast and holiday-themed movies playing all day long. Whether you're with family, friends, or on your own, this event is open to everyone. Come celebrate the season in a cozy, welcoming space, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Changes bus service. The District of Squamish reminds residents that the bus schedule will change over the holiday season. BC Transit will be running the following modified hours over the holiday period. Right pointing arrow December 25th and 26th. Sunday service. Right pointing arrow December 31st. There will be extended weekday service on New Year's Eve. The buses will be free after 8 p.m. Right pointing arrow January 1st. Sunday service. For the full schedule, go to bctransit.com/squamish/christmas-tree-safety-if. You put up a real Christmas tree. The BC Office of the Fire Commissioner and Squamish Fire Rescue offer the following tips to ensure you trim the tree safely this holiday season. Ensure it is 1 meter from any sources of heat. Check all light strings for signs of wear or damage, and always turn lights off before leaving the house or going to bed. Never use lit candles on a tree. Water it daily to ensure it does not dry out. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law, on BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32. Reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. According to Drive BC, starting on Monday, on Highway 99, in both directions, maintenance work is planned between Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction, and Alpha Lake Road for 94.3 kilometers, West Vancouver to Whistler. Work starts on December 23rd and goes until Tuesday, December 24th, from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Also starting Monday, on Highway 99 northbound, maintenance work is planned between Ocean Point Drive and Kelvin Grove Way, 1 kilometer south of Lions Bay. Starting at 7:30 a.m. and lasting until Monday, December 23 at 5:30 p.m. Note that the right lane will be closed. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, fill up for 165.9 per liter at the Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 164.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Kimberley, Long Highway 95A between the Purcell and Rocky Mountains, where you can fill up for 144.9 per liter at the Centex, at 521 Wallinger Avenue. The cheapest you will pay for gas in Vancouver is 166.9 per liter at the Esso at 709 Southwest Marine Drive.